This is Ted Kennedy. It's time for the United States to take a stronger stand against the repressive dictatorship of General Pinochet in Chile. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, the Pinochet military dictatorship in Chile is one of the most brutal regimes on earth. Death squads, torture, arrests, disappearances, the whole nine yards. In recent weeks, Pinochet himself has been implicated in a terrorist murder on the streets of Washington, D.C. If the administration won't act, Bob, Congress will. Let's end economic subsidies to Pinochet, including U.S. participation in World Bank loans, tariff preferences, and guarantees for American investment. And let's also cut off imports from the state-run Chilean copper industry. Economic sanctions have worked against other repressive regimes, and they can work against Chile, too. For once, Bob, stand up for democracy instead of cozying up to dictators.
Ted, it's very easy to condemn oppression. That is, when the oppression is from the extreme right. From the left, it's a different story for you. Even worse, your solutions usually make things worse. We both want an end to apartheid in South Africa, but your radical plan of disinvestment, trade embargoes, and all the rest would have made the sad situation worse. Even the more limited sanctions we have in place seem to be backfiring. Why do you reserve all of your hot rhetoric for oppression from the right? When it comes to dictators on the left, like Daniel Ortega and his crowd in Nicaragua, you just sit back and wring your hands about not interfering in their affairs or offending them. It's easy to posture, Ted. It's harder to act responsibly and to do something useful against the real oppression on the left and the right. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted's Democrats just can't put a budget together, unless, of course, it has that old liberal solution, tax hikes. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.